A new restaurant in Boston is nothing short of futuristic. At the restaurant Spice, robots do the cooking. Yes, people do some of the prep work and some final garnishes, but robots process your requests, then mix, cook, and plate your meal in less than 3 minutes. So line up at a screen, order your beet bowl or Moroccan bowl, customize it if you wish, then leave it to the robots. Is this the future of restaurants? Well, joining me now to talk about this is Deborah First, the Boston Globe's restaurant critic and food writer. Her piece in this morning's paper is headlined, Robots Made Me Lunch. I enjoyed it. Is that so wrong? Deborah First, thanks for joining us. I loved your piece.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Anthony. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. So tell us a little bit about Spice.
So this is a place that is the project of a few MIT graduates, as you probably could have guessed, because who else would sort of meld technology and food geekery in quite this manner? And so you go in, and there's a line. There are some human greeters who are very friendly and nice, and then you sort of place your order. It's like the grocery checkout aisle. You punch your order onto a screen. You pay for it there. Then you kind of queue up and watch the robot kitchen make your food. So it's like a long sort of line of sort of these walks. The whole thing runs on electricity and water and nothing else, so it's very efficient. And you just watch a whole row of spinning walks as these hoppers sort of dump ingredients in, and there's a little display overhead that says, you know, now cooking your lunch, basically, and tracks the progress. And it's sort of soothing to watch. You know, it's very, I don't know if you've ever played the board game Mousetrap, but it's like, you know, you just sort of watch it move back and forth and the food dumps, and it's very satisfying visually and rhythmic.
And Deborah, I love more than a couple of your lines in this piece, but one of them really struck me. You write, it's a misanthrope's perfect setup. There's no need to talk to anyone. Just order up a beef bowl, and you're on your way.
Well, you know, some days we are all that misanthrope, aren't we? Right?
So what about the food? I mean, tell me how it turned out.
You know, I have to say the food is very good. And it's really no accident. They've worked with very famous chef Daniel Boulud on developing these recipes. And, you know, there's an executive chef who used to also work with Boulud. So, you know, there are culinary chops behind the recipe development. We still need people for some things, at least. And the bowls are as good as any other bowls in the bowlosphere, which is, you know, steadily growing. There are many places sort of doing this kind of fast, casual, you know, relatively healthy bowl. It's like a grain, a protein, some vegetables, something crunchy, something creamy, something acidic.
Now, and you said Spice can churn out 210 meals per hour and save money and doing it cheaper than a traditional kitchen.
Yeah. So, you know, the bowls are, you know, like $4 cheaper per bowl for every order. And, you know, that's obviously going to add up. They're $7.50 each before you start adding, you know, pomegranate seeds or smoked salmon or whatever, which sort of makes it a little bit more expensive for every add-on. They also do list their calorie counts, just to tie in here.
Perfect. That was going to be my next question. But Deborah, I mean, I'm concerned. I got to be frank. I mean, we need to have contact with people when we have contact with food, don't we? I mean, are you concerned where this is taking us, or what do you think?
Well, I mean, it's so convenient, it's so fast, it's so reasonably priced, the portions are huge. I can easily get two meals out of one of these bowls. You know, why bother messing up your kitchen? Why bother grocery shopping? You want to solve the problem of food waste? This could help, you know? So yeah, you know, sitting there, I thought, I'm not worried about, like, really about robot overlords or having sort of that, you know, Kubrick moment, I'm sorry, I'm afraid I can't do that. But it is, you know, I think cooking is really, really meaningful for humans. It's a very complicated and rich human invention that encapsulates centuries of culture. And that's where we gather, you know, and things happen sort of when you're cooking companionably side by side in the kitchen, chopping your vegetables and having idle conversation. You know, it's a good moment for us to come together. And you know, when the hearth sort of is automated, what does that do for our human experience?
That's the big question that we're going to leave our listeners with today. Deborah First, food writer, writer and restaurant critic for the Boston Globe. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
And you can find a link to Devra's piece at On Point Radio. You can also continue the conversation at onpointradio.org. That's it for now. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is On Point. Bon appétit.